Hello, and here are Sunbury's news headlines for week ending Friday, May 3, 2024. Brought to you by sunburylife.au. My name is Steve Hart and hope you've had a lovely week. Now, those working with women facing domestic violence receive support from Sunbury Councillor Jack Medcraft this week. He's asked Hume City Council to raise the issue of increasing levels of domestic violence with State Premier Jacinta Allen. He also called for more funding for agencies helping women in abusive relationships and wants offenders named and shamed in a public register.
We got a sad situation where a woman asked for help through a body that was supposed to help her 2 days prior to her murder, and it turned out 2 weeks later they addressed it. I mean, it's just not tolerable. How the hell does that happen?
That's Councillor Jack Medcraft speaking on Monday. And staying with Hume City Council, its meeting on Monday, April 25, was disrupted by protesters, causing the mayor to adjourn the meeting for 10 minutes until calm was restored. Councillor Jared Bell was congratulating Sunbury's Anzac Day organisers when noise came from the public gallery.
Councillors, we might ask for an adjournment for a brief moment. Thank you.
That's Mayor Naim Kurt and protesters. Council cut the sound and vision of the disturbance to those watching online. Sunbury is slated to get a second state emergency services thanks to a contribution of $5.9 million from the state government's Growth Areas Infrastructure Fund. Also benefiting from the fund this week is Sunbury Community Hospital, which is to get $2.9 million to expand its dialysis and chemotherapy unit. And Sunbury Radio is looking for a new breakfast show host after one of its longest-serving presenters decided it was time for a change. With 19 years at the community station under his belt, Bill Kirk stepped down from his breakfast coffee niche show on Thursday morning. And the station's Jeff Mifsud, host of Mondays on the Front Veranda, has also left the broadcaster this week as he heads off to retirement. And staying with entertainment news, the second part of a documentary featuring teenagers from Sunbury and Macedon Ranges Specialist School is to air on Tuesday evening on ABC. Viewers of the show will see the school put on a musical about Bendigo-based singer John Farnham. And turning to the Sunbury Life What's On section, the Sunbury Pop Festival exhibition at the Global Learning Centre ends this weekend, closing on Sunday, May 5. At Jackson's Hill, Building 22 is open to the public again this Saturday, May 4, as well as next Saturday, May the 11th, between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. The building will be part of the Arts and Cultural Precinct, and Council is looking for feedback from the community. Hume City Council has launched a writing contest with the theme People, Places, Spaces. Prizes valued of up to $200 are on offer. The Sunbury Arts Society's annual show is being held Saturday, May 4 at the Boiler House Gallery, Jackson's Hill, from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And a morning tea to raise money for a cancer charity is being held at Sunbury St Andrew's Uniting Church on Sunday, May 5 from 10:30 a.m. And finally, the monthly 60s and 70s jam session for local musicians is at Sunbury Social Club on Sunday, May 5 from 2 p.m. until 6 p.m. Go along for a great afternoon of music. There's free entry. And to find out what else is happening across Sunbury, do check out the What's On page at sunburylife.au. And that's your news for this week. Keep up to date at sunburylife.au for local news and events. And if you have news to share, then do let us know, because if it matters to Sunbury, it matters to us. My name is Steve Hart. I'll see you next time.